The Gift of Being Psychic. As you're aware, many, many people on this earth are searching and seeking in this day and age. There have been many revelations, not all pure, but nevertheless, because of a great need and desire in so many minds, many are developing. But, as you're aware, everyone is not at the same stage of spirituality. So according to their inner light, so will their gift be. Those who bring forth phenomena of a psychic type are on the lower scale. I mean, those who bend nails and make things move. They believe with the mind. But because of their ignorance and not understanding, they do not realize that it is the spirit working, someone using the power that emanates from them, not themselves, nor their minds, but the psychic ability that is theirs. It takes strong psychic power to move an object, but it is a spirit who will do the moving. You could see this done if you would be amazed, and you would be amazed. It takes much effort for many spirit minds. Our minds are so far beyond yours in development, especially as we go forward upon this stage of spirituality. Then much is revealed to us. But those of us who are beyond, we are those who guide the lower developed spirit. There's always one who is higher, who is in control of those who are lower. That is how it is. Everything greatly organized. Now there are diversities of this, and there are some who are able to discern spirits, those who hear the spirits and those who go into trance. In each and every individual, it will depend on his spiritual growth. I do beg you to consider this. Though you may hear that many have a great ability always, I must say, always, use your reasoning. We do not care for blind faith. You can be deluded. For some enter into this field purely to make money. If that is their aim, they will not have evolved beings with them. Always in attendance upon anyone who is psychic will be those who are able, but only able in as much as the person they are dealing with. You cannot be a bright being with a lowly vibration. It is enough that we have to lower our vibration to be here. That is great difficult enough, without having to be around a lower being. So like is attracted to like. So in every instance, use your reasoning. Be careful and you will not be hurt. We who are on higher levels are fully aware of everything that is going on, so to speak, on your earth plane. The hierarchy arranges that those close to them shall pass the news down to others who are just close enough, and on and on. This way everything is known. Those on the top of the ladder, if you like, organising those at the bottom of the ladder, at every level. So we are absolutely aware, through the spirits in attendance, just what is going on. Now the hierarchy are fully aware of this maiden, that's the medium, and they are fully aware of everyone who serves the Father. And they deal with this individual individually. They are aware who is around, they are aware who is around on another level, and so on, till there is direct communication. We are able, from this level, to communicate with higher beings if it is necessary. Our thoughts can penetrate and travel many miles in your reckoning, and the answers can come back to us similarly. So we are never ever alone, never cut off from the source, and it is with each one of you that your guardian spirit, he or she is not cut off from the source either, but you can have direct communication and ask for aid at any time, or knowledge. If we are in need, we simply quieten the mind and send forth our thought, and in due course will come the answer. Now, if the being to whom we sent the thought cannot be available for us at that moment, we will be told. Then perhaps whatever we desire will be put to another, until our desires are realized. It always works. Not the same as at your level where there is so much red tape on earth, but with us, such organization as you would not believe. Now we have been lately aware of another being upon this earth who is serving. We are aware of this because our maiden, the medium, did read, and we were rather disturbed at some of the utterances coming forth in trance. While we realize there is a spirit in attendance, and you would think that the spirit would have complete control, but if the mind of the person entranced is not deeply entranced, then the mind can interfere and utter their own thinking. In this instance, this person did say that abortion is fine because the spirit did not enter the body of the embryo for some time. This is a fallacy. You see, it was a maiden who was inquiring if she should abort, and she was told it was all right to abort because there was not a spirit within the embryo. This is a grave fallacy because the spirit comes almost at the moment of conception. Now, we do not say that there should never be an abortion, for if the mother is in danger and she would die and leave other little ones, then we would say that this is a lesser evil. But if a being wishes to abort for selfish reasons and they do it again and again, this to our minds is akin to murder. It always depends on the motive. Always remember that. Now, to our mind, for this to come forth and to be in the book over the others to read, this will cause irreparable damage because others will read and they will believe. They will think it is the source, the spirit speaking, and not realize that the mind of the medium has interfered. From this mind, also from this medium, came forth that it was all right to smoke 8 to 10 cigarettes per day. Well, to our mind this is wrong too, because for many people to smoke so many would be very hazardous to their body. In this world you live upon so much pollution, your lungs have enough to burden to deal with without smoking. But to smoke so many more would be injurious to the body. But this you see, not everything that comes forth in trance is absolutely 100% accurate. Now you see why I say, do reason. Always put your mind to what you are thinking. Think, do not be gullible. The maiden who was told that it would be all right to abort will not be in such difficulty as she normally would be because of this that was given to her. Everything is taken into consideration. In every life, no matter what it is you go through, there is always what is around you and what you have endured, depending upon other people around you and how they treat you and the way they react. Everything is taken into consideration. Nothing is dealt with at face value. When you are living your day-to-day life, and now that you are aware that your every thought and every action is important to your spiritual development, this awareness is with you at times. At other times it slips your memory, but when you are aware, you are careful. At least you try. It is so difficult to be objective, but at least you try. It is so difficult, and given this wondrous gift, because though at times you say to yourselves, dear, dear, this is so difficult, but nevertheless it is to your benefit. You are aware that you are spirit, and you are aware that this vehicle, the body, is yours for this lifetime, and you know that you will never die. You should therefore be unafraid. Fear should not take lodgment within your being. For do realize that you have all eternity to strive and get nearer and nearer to the great force of life, to love and purity. The mistakes that you make, view them as experience and strive to become stronger and not repeat your mistake. But do not condemn yourself too much. Love yourself. Do not condemn, but realize that you have got the opportunity, that you have a day after day. I do not mean to take it lightly, of course, but I do wish that you would not condemn yourself and become depressed. So many see themselves very, very low indeed, but don't. You're here because you've made mistakes in previous lives. You're here to overcome. You've had another opportunity. Take it like that. Is this not love in action? Pure love? You're not condemned to darkness. You're not condemned for eternity. You're having another opportunity to realize that you can overcome because you're linked to the Father and He is within you. In each, you know, you're aware that you're linked to Him. Always realize this and don't forget. You're inclined to forget in the day-to-day struggles. When you're downcast, when someone is ill, when you're lonely or weary, when someone abuses you, when someone tries you, always realize that God is there in miniature. Let the God within you strength give it you, giving you strength to come forward. This is why I say never ever let fear enter your being, knowing that you are God in miniature. Go forth, always I will be with thee. I will never desert thee, never, never. When you're in difficulty, do not cry out, why am I suffering, God? Why do you do this to me? Never, never. The Father loves you. Before you entered this life, you were very aware of everything you would endure, and you agreed. Always remember this. You agreed. You were not sent forth without strength, because you have this strength within you to overcome everything. No one is given a burden that they cannot endure. Look back upon your lives and see how you have overcome time and time again. When you were downcast and thought that everything was upon your shoulders, that yours was the greatest burden in the world, you overcame it and when you emerged, you found that you were stronger because you had overcome it. The battle had been won. You have won many battles, and you will win many more. See yourselves as warriors, warriors of love and not anger or hate, but a warrior of doing battle with yourself. It is true that we do. It may be smaller, but it may be stronger than we are. We think, I can never do this. I can't. Why do you let these things master you? Why do you allow it? You are the master of your own fate. Your ship is upon the roughness or the smooth ocean. Every time a difficulty faces you, it is your individual challenge. Then, depending upon how you look at life, this will be your reaction. We are individual. We shall always be individual. Never shall we lose our individuality. So, when you, as an individual, self-enter our realms, you're going to enter with happiness, having conquered yourself. Or are you going to enter still complaining that you cannot? When you are aware that the Father, the force of life, the great consciousness, love, purity, perfection is within, why let yourself be overcome and the light of the Father dimmed? Your light can shine forth with great glow, I assure you. You too become as the Nazarene. It is not denied to any individual soul to progress. Every individual soul can climb and climb. The Nazarene is not the highest entity. You can go beyond and beyond. It is your birthright. Always remember this. Do not cry out demeaning yourself. Say, I am yours. Thine will be done. To attempt it, thy will be done. In many lifetimes, man over and over again has the opportunity to draw closer to the source of light. Many great souls have been upon this earth. However dim their knowledge, if their soul was set free because of a deep love within, they would win. There are many good souls upon this earth, yet they do not have the knowledge that you do, and they struggle forward with difficulty, believing they must atone and atone. How many prostrate themselves before the Father and plead and plead? How many in so many differing religions, beliefs, believe they have to deny themselves, hurt the body, be celibate? No, this is not the way of the Father. The Father is love. He wishes all love, that you be happy, that you have beauty, that you have the comforts of life, but of course, comforts in moderation. Some people desire too much, but what I do mean is that they are comfortable. The Father does not deny beauty. Look at your earth. Are not the flowers beautiful in colour? The sky blue in summer and other times? In our world, the beauty, the glorious colours, they are ours. They will be yours. What is revealed to us? The knowledge that is revealed to us as we go onward, the knowledge of creation. The Father desires that we have beauty. He does not deny us. Why do you think you have it? By chance? No, not by chance. It has been given to you by the Father through his servants who have the mind to create. Think of the great minds that you have been that have been on the earth. Do you think that those minds are dead now and do not function? Each mind that comes to us, if it has ability, it still is in use and still is creating. You view the Father in the wrong light. It is not yours to be blamed for this. It is the teaching you have received. It is difficult to cast off childhood teaching, the childhood fears. Do see the Father as a loving, loving force who desires that you be completely happy, desires that you return in beauty. See light around. The light of the Father and the light of the world. Help create it by your thinking. Do not cast yourself down and don't be depressed. You are darkening the area around yourself if you do this. Try to see light around. Round yourself and lighten your path. If you do this, you'll help your own world. You'll help it tremendously. If everyone did this, just think of the power that would be released, the power of love, the power of peace. Instead of everyone running around so despondently, each one with their own troubles, they believe. See this. Try with all your might, your strength, to have light around you, to lighten your space. It can be done if you attempt it over and over. If you could see yourself in sunlight, so to speak. If you could see, as we can, the heaviness of your vibration because of the despondency. You know how difficult it is to be around someone who's depressed. How long you want to be away from them. Well, think of that magnified and magnified. Think then of your area around you. Think how it is for us who dwell within this area. How your guardian has to move away because they cannot be with you. It is too difficult for them. So you see, you take away from yourself the angel that the Father has sent you. Now all these spirits are not of the same caliber. They differ according to the individual, and some who are very evil, no angel can be near them. Remember this always. I know you have heard this before, but I think it is good to repeat it. When you are burdened, you forget. So I think it is a lesson you must strive to hold within your mind, that you are the master. You have been sent forth with the spark within you. It is your struggle, your challenge, but you are equipped for it. Do not think that you are swimming alone in the sea of life. Is that not love indeed? Do not see God as an angry, jealous, fearsome being as man is. If you have angry thoughts, jealous feelings, or being vindictive, that is not the Father. That is yourself completely. When you are ill, that is because you have made mistakes and that you are working out that mistake. You have the opportunity to overcome. You are not thrown in and made to swim. No, you shall not drown. Too often we hear lamentations day after day. Why? Look into your soul. Be still. There you will always find the answers. You will see yourself clearly if you are honest with yourself and truly delve deep. When someone accuses you of wrongdoing and you reply with hate, that is not so. Be careful. See yourself. Know yourself. When we view you, we view your personality. You're an individual, but you have built a personality upon yourself, a personality that the world sees, that you show to one another, the personality that you hide behind. If you're shy, if you're timid, one often hides behind a flippant manner or laughter, etc. Sometimes people are aggressive to hide timidity. This is their personality. Now, if you're growing spiritually, you cast off from yourself this personality bit by bit, and your true self is revealed. It is very difficult, but that is one of the lessons you have to learn, that you are an individual who has to shed this personality. When you have shed the personality, the true self is revealed. It's very difficult. Many are afraid to reveal their feelings in case they are rebuffed and hurt. I am aware that it is difficult to show yourself truly, but I do say to you, when you have reached the stage of spirituality where you have peace and tranquility within yourself, then you will cast aside your personality. Then you can release the love you feel and let the love within you cast its light on those before you. Allow them to see that you are beloved. Some will not understand you and believe that you have an ulterior motive, but do not fear. If your soul is pure and your motive is pure, that is the most important item. Many come to us burdened with this personality, those on the lower areas and for some way onward, and gradually they shed this part of themselves. Usually it takes quite some time because they are so part of the earth still. It takes quite some time to cast off this earthly, early part of themselves. But oh, how happy we are when they do, for they are revealed to their true selves. How wondrous to be able to see mankind for themselves. If all this room could be truly individual with the personality removed, it would be such a beautiful experience for you all. It is your shell, a shell that you hide behind. You see, you have all these manifestations of yourself. Think of it the next time you're in company. Stop and think of yourself and see that you are and what you are doing. You're not being your true self. When we have a being who is spiritual and is overcome, then you will see the true individual that has emerged. You will see the light of love beaming from the eye. There will be love for all people, understanding that all are not on the same level, but all are struggling nevertheless. But that we are all the Father's children and that we are all linked together. Think of it. Each one present is linked to his neighbour because each one is a child of the Father. Each of you is on your own pathway of life, and each of you has his or her own problems. Each of you is struggling, sometimes happy, sometimes not, sometimes in tears, but we hope that in the days to come you will be happy. Even though you have problems, that you will view them in the light of wisdom and will say to yourself, "This I will overcome. I am God in miniature, and I will be overcome. I will be still. I will allow the forces outside myself, the forces of love of my guardian to aid me, to show me the way." Be still and allow yourself to under the guidance of the servant of the Father. All that come to earth can be a servant. You are a servant if you are a mother. You serve your family. If you are a father, you serve your family in the outer world to earn a living, depending upon how you live your everyday life. If you help one another and do it willingly with love, you are serving the Father. Look at your opportunities. They are numerous. Every day of your life you're going to be a servant. Your motive is always important. Why do you do a certain thing and why do you act like that? If you're not sure, stop and ask yourself what your motive is. This is important. Never be in haste to act. Always strive to be still. Be still and allow yourself time in this way. You will not hurt yourself. To act in haste usually brings disaster. I understand that sometimes one has to be speedy, but I'm speaking about problems of life, everyday problems. These problems in the home, problems around you. Your life, no matter where you are, in your partnership or with your children or your co-workers, with those above you, you have a challenge. When you were a youth, you had ideals and you looked not at the difficulties, but everything will be wonderful. This is youthfulness, and when one begins to live, then becomes the difficulty and the shattering. But it need not be so. This is what I'm trying to convey. What you do see always as difficulty is not difficulty. It is your challenge. Be the warrior. Attack the challenge before you. Attack it with wisdom. Let love guide you always and you will win through. It cannot but be so. Now, in many lives there are obviously obvious reasons for being on this planet. You heard in the last lecture how it was with the Nazarene. I know some of you were bewildered because it was so different from what you had been taught. Well, as it is upon this earth, each individual will, according to his or her light, be given so, and it is within the Bible in both Old and New Testaments. According to your light, in all times since man was upon the earth, there have been those who were able to serve their brethren. Sometimes their light was not too bright, but they did give forth nevertheless, and those around them listened, those who would, and so that was how the world was sent from that source. Then another would come, and upon his arrival they would see here was another who was different, and they listened avidly to his words, and he gave according to his light. So it has been down through the ages. Through every page of the Bible you have many, many views, some that coincide. You have many diversities. Why is this? It is because all were not the same on the same level. According to their light did they give. So once again you have to view this book, not taking every word as pure light, realizing that it was given by many, and all did not see clearly. In one of my own lives, a long time gone, I am in your book, believe it or not. But I was one who was considered a prophet, and I gave according to my knowledge and my light at that time. It was in the time of the Jewish rebellion, when all the children of Israel were in great struggle, and were set upon a great mighty force. I was not able at that time to give much advice because of their struggles. They would not listen, but later, when I was old in years, they were more inclined to listen to my words, and I had around me beings. I could hear them and see them, and they were those who gave me the words. Now, if I give my knowledge now, you see it according to your own way of thinking, according to your own problems. As it was in those days, people saw it according to their own light, and they behaved accordingly. It has been ever so. If you are a prophet, you are worshipped in a sense, and this is very, very wrong, because each servant is of the Father, and is a servant, and is not the source. But people in their ignorance believed that when they, each prophet was the source. This put a great burden upon the prophet, because he could be very well believed in time, and they do not even do this upon the earth this very day. Some become so puffed up that they lose their gifts. So it was with myself. With the admiration of those who listened, I became puffed up, and this was my feeling. One has to remember always that one is a servant, and so, when I left that life, what did I find? I had not failed completely, but I had failed in the sense that I had felt that I was too big, that I thought I was the servant, but I also thought I was important. If I had remained believing that I was the servant and that those around me brought the message, it would have been much better for me in the long run. I was not reproved. I knew it myself. I knew it without a shadow of a doubt that what I had done was wrong, because when a spirit enters the heavenly world, we know exactly what we are. It is revealed to us. I knew, and I wept. I wept for many, many days, not continually. Eventually my guardian took me aside and said, "Brother, my son," both words show me that I was both his brother and yet a son. I was below him in spirituality, he as a father to me. "My son, thou realizest your mistake now, but that is enough. No more weeping. Lift yourself up. Know that you're enough to realize that you did come amongst many feelings. So come, let us now be together and I will reveal to you what the future can be if you agree." So when I had learnt, then I began to serve again, and so overcome that great feeling. For many years I dwelt there, but the time came when I had to re-enter the earth. Why did I have to come? Because I had been puffed up. Though I had learnt quite a bit in the intervening time, I had still to overcome absolutely, perfectly. So I entered life again. I had power of a kind to see if again I would be puffed up, but this time I was not. This time I was able to overcome, and when I returned to that from that life, I was able to remain in the spirit realms and not return to the earth. So all who serve the Father, who are his servants, and those who have great responsibility, have also this challenge. If they become puffed up and become greater than the servant, so always be careful in every area of your life to remain humble. I do not mean humble before men, but to realize that you are a servant of the Father, and that you are here to overcome. And so realize that depending upon your actions, then you will be able to remain in the spirit world without having to return to this planet. I know that this is your desire, for this is a difficult world. The Nazarene was upon this earth as a servant. He had with him bright beings to serve him. He had the gift of healing that could be used of discerning the spirits and hearing the spirits, of picking up their thoughts. He had the opportunity, because he was an Essene, to learn about his own self, what he was, that he was spirit inhabiting a body, that there were gifts, spiritual gifts. Always he was aware of these mediumistic Essene elders who gave him the knowledge that he would be a servant. He had the opportunity of life. Though he came, and it was with all the people that we are never sure if they will remain upon the pathway that we desire for them. It is so with every soul. He could have transgressed and moved on to another path, but he did not. It does not mean that he did not make mistakes. All mankind make mistakes, but the difficulties of his life were necessary. Everyone who is a servant has a difficult life. These difficulties are to test their strength. How could we have a servant who is not strong? How could a weak person lead you? The servant must be strong, must be able to take burdens upon themselves, and must be able to take others' burdens and not falter. So his life was difficult, the difficulties of time, politics, and the Romans, absolutely, but there is but one truth, it is love. Those around him that you inquire about were the brethren of the Essene Brotherhood, those who had the knowledge. They were in diversity of work, but all had the same knowledge. Understand that they were Jewish, but within that particular group of Jews, they had this knowledge, within the Jewish faith, that they were a brotherhood, some of whom had a psychic ability, who had knowledge that you have now. See yourselves as the Essenes with knowledge. See yourselves as a nucleus, with those out there being ignorant. You see what I mean? Yet you were all Christians, or whatever faith you believed in, you see? So it was. Now these people, who are those who carry the knowledge of the Nazarene throughout the ages after him, those to whom he did say, go forth and bring knowledge to the people. Go forth carefully. Bring it where the seed will fall upon good ground, not upon stones. Do not give it to all, for all will not understand. But where you know, then you will be heard. So in time this faith grew. But in those days nothing that Jesus the Nazarene did say was written down. So it was all word of mouth, and according to their light, the light they did give it. And when they wanted to make it seem wondrous, some would add their own words. It was these people who made him appear to have gifts that he did not have. You have to realize that man will always give according to his own light. One will tell a story, another will tell a story, but that story will be changed according to what they give. And as was revealed to you, the Nazarene was a medium, a servant of the Father. He did not walk upon the water, he was carried across it. We can do this if there's a great power. We can lift up. He, when he passed from this life, his spirit body, was as everyone must, as with those brethren waiting. Later, when he went to the brethren to show himself to them, those Essenes who were close to him, they were the group that people knew as disciples, those who were close to him in harmony. For only those who are in harmony can be in the inner circle, so to speak. A circle must always be harmonious. When he came, they were not surprised. They knew he would. He did reveal to them what he had found, the beauty. He told them what he had been told, and what had been revealed to him was true. But, oh, in greater beauty, in what great wonderment. He told them they too would be in such beauty, and to fear not, but to go forth in strength. much as I have told you. Now, some wonder who these people were. The closest person to the Nazarene was a brother of his own family, one of his own brothers. He was very close to him, John. He was beloved, and still is. Love never dies, never dies. You inquire what the names of the disciples, as is disclosed in the book. You people of the earth are inclined to dwell upon items that will not enhance your spirituality. To us who knew the Nazarene, I know him, we view him as a servant, as we view all our brethren who serve. We see the burden that has been placed upon him by mankind. It was placed upon him by those in the early church because it was to their benefit to make the earthly church that way. They chose it because they saw it would give them power over man, to hold man down, to suppress him, to make him fearful. That was not the way of the Father. That was not the way the Nazarene taught. He came to show that God was love. As I am, you can be. Where I go, you can go also. If you'd remember that he was a servant, that he was surrounded by spirit, by bright shining beings who cared for him, and that strive always to protect him, but were not able to keep him from the difficulties of the time, because each life is individual, and you must live your life. We can protect you from certain difficulties, but we cannot work upon all mankind. It is impossible. We strive to work upon the minds, but not everyone listens. You see, this is a difficulty, though we strive, and you have been told this, we strive upon the earth. We strive upon all difficulty areas. Legions of us dwell upon the earth at times, in spirit, in difficult areas, where it is important that we, so that we can protect you in the world from great disaster that man would bring to you. Though we strive and we wish to all our being to protect you, we do not always succeed because we cannot make man listen. Sometimes we can get one or two words, three words, within what they hear, and they do try to influence their brothers and sisters, but it is not always enough. Sometimes we do succeed. So it was at the time of the Nazarene. So it is with all the servants of the Father. We try, but we are not always successful. But in the long term, everything seems to work out in one way or another. If you remember that there is an eternity, in time things go around you with change. There is not a standstill. Everything must move onward. If standstill did occur, and it has in some areas of this earth, years and years ago when Europe was in darkness, when the powers of the church held sway and man was under the thumb of those in power, when all lived in fear and could not cast it from themselves, a servant came and a little light was cast. Then another and another, and the light came, and so the bonds were broken asunder, and in time everything changed. Here we are today, with so many seeking, so many searching, and it is good. Even though you make a mistake, do not fear, but lift yourself up and begin again. Now I will leave you, and as usual I leave you loving with you loves for you so much. You are my brethren, we are each linked to one another. I love thee with all the love that I possess. As I go forward, the love within me grows, and I love you more, and then more. You can love each other more and more as you too grow and advance. All around me do love you. There's a great love force here, it is yours. In all humility and in all the love I can muster, I come before you. We are before you. It is our aim to draw closer to you every moment of our living. Give us every moment of your love through the brethren who serve us. We are yours, always yours. Come closer. Great power and purity, we love you. We love you. I hope that you have enjoyed this lesson from Zareth, a teacher from the realms of spirit. If there is anything further you'd like to find out, or for the present website address, then please write to me, Brian Carey, at the email address, perhaps me, at hotmail.com. You can also visit us at softlyglow.co.uk. I will endeavour to assist you in any positive way I can. May I wish you love, light and learning on your steps of life. God bless.